You're listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 AM. This show is sponsored by A Touch from Above Ministries.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above. Thank you so much. God is awesome. He is wonderful. He is truly our counselor. Today, if you have a prayer need, please make sure you call in. I'm going to give you that number immediately. It's 1-866-KPRAISE, 1-866-577-2473. Our prayer warriors are standing by to pray with you this morning. I am so excited this morning, but before I get started, let me open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence with thanksgiving and praise for all of your love. We thank you and for your kindness to us. We come together touching and agreeing for the needs, desires, and blessings of all those hearing and praying with us this morning. Where there is a need of physical and emotional healing, please heal. In homes and in hearts, where there is anguish, fear, torment, and suffering, please, Father, send your Holy Spirit with peace, deliverance, grace, and mercy. For those with unsaved loved ones, spouses, children, and other family members, convict, illuminate, generate, regenerate them, body, soul, and spirit. For the many broken homes and marriages, we pray salvation, deliverance, and the power to overcome. Lord, we pray deliverance for many suffering poverty, lack, those who can't meet their bills, for those in debt, and those in various forms of financial stress who need breakthroughs in finances. Father in heaven, show forth your mercy and pour out showers of financial blessing. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you would bring forth healing into every home this morning and marriages that are going through hard times today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, this morning I am so excited. I have a good friend of over 20 some years, almost 30 years, Pastor Darren Carroll and his wife, Gloria. They are my guests today, all the way from Colorado, Pueblo, Colorado. Today they pastor a church in Pueblo, Colorado. And he is also not only a pastor, but a powerful man of God, he and his wife. They also wrote a book. He is an author of a book. I believe the title's called Restored. But what a wonderful, amazing story of grace and mercy. Pastor Darrell is calling in from Colorado, Pueblo, Colorado. Pastor Darren, God bless you. Good morning. How are you today?
We're doing good, Dr. Luana. Thank you for allowing us to be on your program.
Oh, thank you so much. We are honored to have you on our program. Pastor Darren Carroll pastors a church in Pueblo, Colorado. And Pastor, please share a little bit. We won't beat around the bush here. Let's get straight to the point. Give a small story of your testimony. What a miracle of God's grace. Now, before you get started, I want to share with you that Pastor Carroll, his wife, Gloria, was in our women's home in Colorado Springs, and that precious woman was a prayer warrior. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. But the prayer of a righteous woman or man availeth much. Pastor Darren, please share a little bit.
You know, I was raised in a real abusive home, in a chaotic home, and I became an alcoholic by the time I was 10, 11 years old. And that was how I dealt with my life skills, through the drugs, the alcohol. I brought that into my marriage. And so when all the problems came, I would just drink and get high. Eventually, my wife got tired of all that happening. We got separated. She came back pregnant from somebody else. I just kind of lost my mind. I couldn't deal with that. And got involved in another relationship with another woman. I ended up in 1993 getting arrested for second-degree murder, And Gloria had gotten saved at that point. And she called me and she said, Darren, she said, God, I got saved. And she said, God gave me a word. God said that he's going to heal our marriage and that he's going to use you one day. And it infuriated me because I told her, what makes you think God wants anything to do with people like me? I said, look at me, Gloria. I'm a drug dealer. I'm a drug addict. I'm a gangbanger. I'm getting ready to spend the rest of my life in prison. What makes you think God even wants me? And even if he did want me, he couldn't have changed me. But my wife hung on, and I'd come home in the mornings. I'd hear her praying. Contending for my soul. I got involved in another shooting, and I ended up going to prison, and I got saved in prison, and God just transformed my life, and that was in 1995, and my life has never been the same.
You know, I have to share with you today, Pastor Darren, I know that we have a short amount of time today, but there are those that are listening right now. We are airing live in San Diego, California, where there are over literally, I think, almost 3 million people in San Diego County. But right now, there are people that are listening, and you know what? They need to get your book. I mean, I know that today's message is powerful, and I feel the Holy Ghost already, and we've just begun. But in order for them to get this book, tell them the title and how to get this book.
Okay, the title is Torn Apart, Restored, by Pastor Darren Carroll. And you can either get that through Amazon.com. You can go on BarnesandNoble.com and get that book as well. Or if they want to email myself, I can get a book sent out to them. And the books, if you go through me, they're $10. And my email address is VLM, as in Victory Life Ministries, Pastor.
One more time, Pastor Darren, say that real slow to email you.
Email me at VLMPastor@AOL.com.
All right. And that's V as in Victor, L as in Live, M as in Ministries, V.
Correct.
LMPastor@AOL.com, and they can either, what about if they want to snail mail? There are some that don't use the computer and they want to mail you a check. Where would they mail that check to?
To 2315 Sprague, Sprague, that's Avenue in Pueblo, Colorado, 81004.
Okay, wonderful.
Dr. Luana, they can also go into Barnes & Noble, the store itself, and order those books.
Okay, Barnes & Noble, or they can get it directly from you.
Correct.
Wonderful. Well, I have to tell you, Pastor Darren is a friend of mine. I knew Pastor Darren when he was not saved. He was living a life that seemed absolutely impossible, and his precious wife, Gloria, in our home would just spend hours of prayer and prayer and prayer and prayer. She would cry out for her husband when everyone told her, you know what, you need to leave this guy. What is wrong with you? Don't leave this guy. What are you doing? But you know what? Gloria had a word from the Lord. And that word was not to let go. Even though it seemed like all odds were against this whole entire situation, you know, God is a miracle working God. And, you know, Pastor Darren, I want to share with you, in your book, you talk about where you realized that you had a demon. Can you share that really quick?
Yeah, I had a demon inside of me, and I was mad one day, and I told God, God, make me not be afraid. Give me this one thing. And, you know, I wasn't saved. I wasn't living right. And what I was asking God for wasn't godly. And I immediately got mad at God, and I said, all right, devil, if you can give me this, what I want, you can have me. And I began hearing voices, and through this voice, I began to learn this, that there was a demon manifestation living inside of me. And when I would become afraid, I would feel that thing rise up out of the back of my neck, and it would spread its wings. And when it spread its wings, I felt powerful. I wasn't afraid. But, you know, in the beginning, when I was afraid, it would rise up. But right towards the end, I would find out that when that thing would get mad, it would rise up at any time, and it began to control the things that I did. I turned myself completely over to it.
Pastor Darren, there are people that are listening to our program today, and they are in gangs right now, gang violence, California being the number one area for gang violence. What do you want to tell those people? There are people that are listening today that are in prison, that are in jail, and they're listening to this program this morning. What do you want to tell them?
You know, I spent all my life looking to be happy through the drugs, through the alcohol, through women, all these different things, through relationships, through the gangs, through friends, and I never found it. I found it in Jesus Christ. And, you know, I believe, and I know you believe, Dr. Luana, that there are no impossible situations in Christ, and that it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter where you're at, where you've been. The only thing that matters is if you'll cry out to Jesus, he'll change your life. He'll hear you.
Amen. Amen. Is Gloria there? Can Gloria share a little bit this morning about what made her have that drive to pray?
Hi, Dr. Luana. It's nice to hear from you.
God bless you, Gloria. So nice to have you on our program today. Thank you so much for you and Darren to come. I'm so honored to have you call in this morning. Thank you so much. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above. And today my guest is Pastor Darren Carroll and his wife, Gloria, out of Pueblo, Colorado. He's also an author of the book called Torn Apart, Restored. And it's just an amazing story of God's grace. Gloria, share a little bit about how you had that drive to pray.
Well, we get a lot of people that we have to counsel, and it's not a formula. It's I think people are looking for some ABC thing, but it's a relationship. And I felt at the time that God injected me with faith. I didn't know about faith. I never heard about faith before. And of course, I sat under church all those years, but I never really, I don't know, maybe I obviously got something out of it, but I just felt like the Lord just injected me with faith, and all of a sudden, I just started speaking these words of faith and knowing that, you know, Darren was going to come home one day, no matter what it looked like. And there's times where I didn't want to do it, but I just felt that God's compassion, His sovereignty, and His love for Darren and just so many other people, that He would not give up on him. And, you know, God's word says that we just have to press in and lay hold of him, and we'll see the results of that. It may not happen overnight or over a period of years, but the whole thing is that you build on that relationship with Christ and that you have a one-on-one relationship with him.
Amen. Carol, how many years did you pray for Darren?
It was at least 2 years.
Nonstop, 2 years. Now, he was with another woman. He was out in the world. He was doing drugs. You had how many children?
We had our daughter, Chandra. She was 9, 10, 11 at the time.
And so during all of this situation, and we're going to go to a commercial in just a little bit, but we have about 1 minute. You, against all odds and everything that was there, what was your heart feeling like?
Broken. Very broken. It was like I was carrying the Lord's heart, and I just had this compassion for Darren. I felt such a love for him, and just not feeling sorry for him, but just knowing that God loved him so much and that he could not see it. He was so blinded by the things of the world and all this other stuff that was surrounding him, the distractions that you said that were in his life at the time. And I just was like, God just loves you. He just loves you. He doesn't want to give up on you.
My goodness, Gloria, what a wonderful example of God's love towards our lives when we're lost and we're broken. That same love, that same compassion, that unbelievable, just that calling, please come to the cross, come to the cross. I'm talking today to Pastor Darren Carroll and his wife, Gloria, out of Pueblo, Colorado. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above. And he also is an author of a book called Torn Apart and Restored. And it's just amazing. The cover of that book shows a picture of Pastor Darren with the prison walls right behind him on one side. And on the other side is Gloria, his wife, that is weeping and crying. And then underneath the words restored, you see the husband and the wife there, just beautifully, a beautiful picture, a miracle of God's grace. You know what? We're going to be right back to finish this wonderful testimony. Do not go anywhere. I'll get right back with you. We're going to a commercial.
A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins is listener-supported. Your gift of any size is greatly appreciated. All gifts help build Prayer Mountain, a place for you to pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 30 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. There are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably, so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Give right now online at atouchfromabove.org or mail your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065. Together, we can touch heaven from our knees and change our nation. Give today and let's pray. Go to atouchfromabove.org.
I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
For more information, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. And don't forget to listen every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KPRZ.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for coming back. God bless you. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above. And my guest today is Pastor Darren Carroll and his wife, Gloria, out of Pueblo, Colorado. Also an author of a book called Torn Apart, Restored. What a powerful, miracle working story of God's amazing grace. Today, this wonderful couple pastor a church in Pueblo, Colorado called Victory Life Ministries. Is that correct, Gloria?
Yes, it is.
Now, Gloria, I have to ask you, when you heard the news that Darren had shot somebody and was now in prison, what did that do to you? What would tell, share, you guys can, both of you, if you'd like, share that story.
Well, it was sort of a, sorry, we're having difficulties with the phone here.
That's okay.
It was sort of a shock, but at the same time, it was almost that you could see this train wreck going to happen, and Darren was just out of control. His emotions, he was angry all the time, he was always full of rage, and it wasn't a surprise when this accident happened, but at the same time it was terrible because of what happened, and it was just devastating to know that this is what really happens through violence and drugs and alcohol. And people think they can just play around with the devil, and but the devil wants to take their lives, and he sets them up, and he basically throws all his cards out there, and we go for it. And you know, Darren just was like that person. You dare me, and I'll do it, and that's what happened. And I just felt such just overwhelming, just sorrow for him, because it was like you could see it in his eyes where he was so lost and so empty, and he was crying out for something, and that someone was standing right beside him, but yet he just couldn't see it. That's how blinded the enemy gets us.
Amen. Amen. Gloria, is Pastor Darren there? Have Pastor Darren share a little bit about what happened there, because that's part of the book that's so powerful in how God used every circumstance to bring him to that the end of himself. Pastor Darren, share what happened with the shooting.
Could you say that again? I didn't hear that, Pastor.
Share a little bit of what happened with the shooting.
We were selling drugs. In fact, that's what we spend our time doing, is just selling drugs and drinking. And we had been out at parties.
Can you talk a little bit louder?
It was actually Halloween night, and we'd been to parties, and it just seemed like the rage was intensifying. And for some reason that night, just things were happening. First bar we went at, we had left because we got in so many fights. We went to another bar. The same thing, was it was escalating to that point, and this woman told me, let's go home. Let's just get out of here. You don't have to act like that. And so on the way home, they wanted to go to a different bar. And on the way to that bar, on the way home, I told them, just take me home. Make a long story short, we got in an argument. We went home. I got into a fight with one of the guys that were in our house. I was wearing the gun, and finally I kind of lost it. I told her, you know, let's go, but I'm going to shoot somebody, and you know, if anyone looks at you, I'm just going to shoot them. And you know, I don't know a lot of the details. The police told me that I had the gun up underneath her chin, and that she had her hand trying to pull the barrel away, and the shot was fired, and shot her right in the jawline, and her jaw shattered, and that's what killed her, is when her jaw shattered into her brain. And the next thing I realized, it was like from that point on, it was like just so unreal. We got arrested that night. Got charged with manslaughter. The police came back a couple weeks later, said we have more evidence that you had motive, so they raised the crime to second degree murder.
Wow. Now, Pastor Darren, you today pastor a church by God's grace.
Right.
And how many years now have you been saved?
I got saved September 27th of 1995.
And when God turned your entire life around and you begin to follow him 100%, and God put in your heart to help other people, tell what God has done. From, you know, you're listening to my program today. I'm Dr. Luana. I'm talking to Pastor Darren Carroll, who's also author of a book called Torn Apart, Restored. It's a miracle of God. I tell you, if you are listening to my program today, you need to get this book. If you live in a life of chaos and turmoil and heartache, and you think that your life cannot be restored, I promise you, your life can be restored. You can get this book on, what is it, Amazon.com. You can also get this book right directly from Pastor Darren himself. You can email him at V as in Victor, L as in life, M as in ministry, VLMPastor@AOL.com. And you can send your check for $10 to 2315 Sprague, Sprague Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. It is a powerful story of God's grace. But I believe that because of a woman who is his wife, who prayed and believed God to deliver her husband year after year after year, today they pastor a church in Pueblo, Colorado called Victory Life Ministries. And Pastor Darren, share all that God is doing real quick now.
You know, God's just been opening so many doors. God's opened doors into some juvenile detention centers. We go in once a week. We do Bible studies. We go once a week into a men's drug and alcohol rehab. We go into the women's rehab once a week also. We go into the mission. We just, you know, we reach out. My prayer is, God, give me the people nobody else wants. Because I was one of those people, you know, and I know what it's like, you know, that no one believes in you, no one says there's hope for you. The Sharif's told me that I can never live a normal life, and I know there's so many people out there with that same loss of hope. And our vision, our goal is to reach into the deepest, darkest pits and begin to pull people out with the hope and the love of Jesus Christ.
Oh, amen. Darren, there's people listening today and they're not saved. Well, I want you to take just about 1 minute real quick. Why don't you lead them to Jesus right now?
Okay. If you bow your heads, I want you to say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, I've messed up my life so much. Jesus, I need you to forgive me. I ask you to come into my heart. And I ask you to change me. And God, give me a new beginning. And a new hope in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. You're listening to my program today, and oh my goodness, I'm trying to keep myself from crying here. This is Pastor Darren Carroll out of Pueblo, Colorado, and his wife, Gloria, a wonderful man of God, him and his wife, also an author and a pastor of a great church, and he has a book called Torn Apart, Restored. That entire book will keep you in tears and will give you faith and will encourage you. And, you know, I'm going to have that book on my website as well, and also an address to help you so that you can get that book. You're listening to my program today and your heart is broken and you said that prayer to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Please log on to my website, atouchfromabove.org. Log on to my website and let me know. Email Dr. Luana. There's an email right on the side there. I pray with every single person. I read every email, and I will encourage and help you because Jesus loves you so much. Pastor Darren, I'm going to have you back again because time just slips so fast, and we're believing God for greater things on our radio and more time because there's just not enough time to share all the great things. And I want to thank you so much, Pastor Darren Carroll and Gloria. Thank you so much for being with me today. I appreciate you, and I love you, and I'm going to finish up the program here. I have only five more minutes, and thank you so much, Pastor Darren.
Thanks, Doctor.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you, too. God bless you. That was Pastor Darren Carroll and his wife, Gloria, out of Pueblo, Colorado, author an amazing book called Torn Apart and Restored. You can order that book. You can also get it at Barnes & Noble. It's by Darren Carroll. Order that book today. Oh, it's powerful. I also have all the information on my website. If you give me just a day or two, I'll have it all up there for you. You know, I want to take just a moment also and to thank a couple of our supporters. Thank you so much. Chaldea Tech, get your website done by the best. Call Doug, 760-788-1441. Tell him Dr. Luana sent you. CB Construction, Steve is an honest praying man. He is so dependable, licensed contractor, and an expert in building a house for you from the ground up or even just a remodel. Call Steve Coles, 619-306-0692. Stuck Alper, call Eb and Rudy for all of your soil amendments and materials. They have been serving Southern California for over 40 years. They have the best garden soils. Anything that you need from mulch, bark, planting mixes, anything at all, get your soil from them, 760-801-5664. And I want to give a thank you to Eli, David, Don, Bill and Melanie, thank you so much. And most of all, I want to share this morning a great big hello, and we love you, Mr. Charles Dole. You are a champion. We love you. We're believing God for your healing. And if you'll agree with me right now, Father, we thank you so much for Mr. Charles Dole's healing. We take authority over the powers of darkness. We break every yoke, every stronghold in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for Mr. Dole. We love you, Mr. Dole. Just know that. And all of our supporters, if you have enjoyed this program, I'm going to ask you personally, please help support, help us stay online, help us to stay, to maybe one day have an hour of just prayer, knowing that God answers our prayer. Give online to help build a place for prayer, atouchfromabove.org. Or you can call to give right now with your credit card, 760-315-1967. There are so many things that we can invest in, but I tell you that the greatest testimony of all this morning, we heard Gloria, Pastor Darren's wife. I remember Gloria. All she did was spend time in prayer. God has put in my heart to build a place of prayer. You're listening to my program today, and you can help me build this place of prayer. We have 25 beautiful acres, and God has just stirred my heart to build a place to set apart just for prayer. There are so many needs. We can touch Africa through prayer. We can touch Pakistan through prayer. We can touch the Philippines. We can touch every known world continent in all of the United States of America, from California to Miami, Florida, from Miami, Florida to Maine, from Maine to Washington to Alaska, from our knees. If we get back to the basics of prayer, God has put on my heart to build a place for prayer. Come to the prayer mountain. Help support. Help me build. Help me complete this wonderful place of prayer for God's people. It's not for me. It's for you. It's for you. It's for you to touch heaven. You can touch heaven from your knees. Come, help support. Give online to build a place of prayer, prayer mountain. You can give online at my website, atouchfromabove.org. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above. I thank you so much for giving today. I thank you so much for joining and listening today. And don't forget, oh, prayer is the greatest key of all. You can touch heaven from your knees. Great is our God. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above. Thank you.
A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins is listener-supported. Your gift of any size is greatly appreciated. All gifts help build Prayer Mountain, a place for you to pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 30 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County, there are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably, so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Give right now online at atouchfromabove.org. Or mail your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065. Together, we can touch heaven from our knees and change our nation. Give today and let's pray. Go to atouchfromabove.org.
I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
For more information, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. And don't forget to listen every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KPRZ.
You've been listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins on KPRZ 1210 AM. This show is sponsored by A Touch from Above Ministries.